today is a... It's been a day we've been looking forward to for a long time here on The Sweet Spot. Because this has been... This has been the best year of Sean Bass's life. The Texas Rangers won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
We get to go to training camp,
yeah.
And it's all you've been talking about. We have the game on up here on top right. We'll be doing our show from Surprise, Arizona at this time on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday during games. Also, you got a radio show. That's awesome. Big year for you. And you said this, so this would have been 14 years ago, right?
Yeah,
in 2010?
Sometime around mid-July, I was filling in for Ty on the Hardline doing tickers. And, you know, the Hardline used to be the baseball show of record. Now it's us. But we were talking
True.
About how good the Rangers
actually
are. The
Hardline's still nice. They're cool.
And 25 games.
I was feeling very good about where the Rangers were at that moment in time. And I said, listen, if they win the World Series, I will get the full game-winning box score tattooed on my back. And
I wish there was audio of this.
I know. But the crew loved the idea because if you open up the newspaper and read a box score, it's not what you get on some websites. It's everything. Mm-hmm. It's runners left on base, time of game.
The umpires.
Umpires, all the pitching lines, all the hitting lines, you name it. And it didn't happen in 10. Of course, we were one strike away twice in 2011. And I would have been very happy to do this then. But then we go through the desert for over 12 years of not making the Fall Classic, and they got it done in 5 games against Arizona. And I was like, okay, man of my word.
Gotta do it.
I've talked about it on the air enough. Let's do this. And this week was the right time, so I went in yesterday. And a big thanks to Elijah down the hall, because Tommy from the Morning News emailed me a PDF of the actual box score that was in the Dallas Morning News. You can't find it anywhere online. So he sent me this. Elijah down the hall was able to blow it up and print it off. And my tattoo artist, Roger, and you can follow him on Instagram at Roger That 817.
With a D or no D?
No D.
Okay.
Just Roger That
817. The way it should be.
And yeah, good dude. And they stenciled me up at around 5:15, 5:30. And right around 10 o'clock.
Okay.
All the ink was done. And fellas.
Okay. I haven't seen it
yes.
yet. I'm ready. There's the hot back.
Shirt off.
Pop that thing off. Pop it off. Ooh!
Oh,
wow. Hell yeah. There we go.
That is beautiful.
Okay. Leave it on. Hold on. I want to see a close up. So it's on the left side. Below the shoulder blade.
Yeah.
How many inches are we talking?
That's at least a foot long.
Yeah.
It's
like a full printer
12 inches.
Page.
Take a sandwich and put it up next to it.
Yeah, it's like 12, 13 inches long or so.
That is so much like intricate letter work that they had to do.
And when he quoted me, he's like, oh, this will take about an hour and a half, 2 hours just looking at it. And then he actually sat down and he's like, ooh, this is actually going to take me a little longer. So it was about 4 hours, four and a half hours or so. Took a little break in the middle, but Roger got it done. And now I woke up this morning and I was freaking out because
the ink came out.
Well, no, it didn't.
Your body rejected it.
Yeah, your body's like, no.
It didn't totally reject it, Lando. But
they misspelled Seeger.
We had Jay here, who actually got a tattoo on Tuesday, right?
It was yesterday when you announced it. Yeah, because I was listening to the show saying you were going to get your tattoo while I was in the middle of a tattoo session.
So we're tattoo brothers.
Yes.
And forever moving forward. And they gave me...
Like Eskimo brothers.
Right, sort of. They gave me a thing that's like a second skin. So instead of having to put cellophane and ointment and really treat it all the time, they just said, here's this, you know, I don't know, like plastic basically. And they adhere it to your skin and it stays on. I can take a shower. I can wear clothes. No big deal. And I'm supposed to keep this on for like a week. And then you peel it off and you still doctor it some after that. But it's going to help the healing process. But I woke up this morning.
It hurts like that too.
I woke up this morning and it was smudgy. And I was like, oh no, this is going to be this way forever.
Forever, man.
But actually there's some moisture that, you know, gets underneath the second skin.
Get some night sweats.
Yeah, a little night sweat.
The meat sweats, whatever. Yeah.
I know yesterday you were nervous about not so much just the procedure, but maybe the pain, maybe being a little sore today.
Mm-hmm.
How's the soreness? Zero?
Nothing. It's like nothing happened.
You can lean back on it and you're fine.
What about during?
Throw six innings?
I thought it was going to hurt worse than it did. The only level of discomfort was up around my shoulder blade on the bone, but yeah. otherwise it was really no big deal. And I was a little freaked out beforehand because I got to the place around 5. I didn't get into the room till like 5:30 because they had to print off the stencil and everything. And I'm sitting there on a couch in their like little lobby area where some people behind me are, you know, performing tattoos, inking up.
You just go watch and be like, hey, let's see how this is going.
They're administering tattoos okay. to patrons. And this was the music playing. I rolled on this on my phone. I don't know if you can hear it too well. You might have to boost it up. But this was really unsettling. So we're getting like Cookie Monster Denver.
This is about what I would expect.
My head.
Because the Ham can identify this.
Yeah, Ham. Lando, do we know who it is?
Gojira.
Can't tell.
Dude, it was...
It's not Gojira.
I would want something that would settle me.
See, yes. I think I would want this, because this feels like a tattoo part. I wouldn't want Natasha Bedingfield playing.
Yeah, we don't need like, 1,000 miles, but whatever.
Okay, that's
jump
good.
Out of my skin
that's good.
Either.
Mine played Blink-182 Radio on Spotify.
Hell yeah. Okay.
You're a Blink fan, so that's good. But
so what were the nerves?
Fine.
So you have to wait for a while, and I know you were a little nervous yesterday leading up to it. How were the nerves when you were there? Like, between walking in the door and then the needle go into the skin?
The music didn't help.
Yeah.
But you're kind of right. I mean, if that's what the artist wants to listen to, totally fine. My guy had a room in the back as he was prepping, and it was pretty quiet until halfway through when he decided to throw on country music, which we hear in the hallway up here all the time.
Was it bro country or red dirt country?
You know, he played something... Like, the first thing he played, I'm like, oh, that's not bad. And I was like, you know, up at the station, we hear a lot of bad country in the hallway. And
like, what are you talking about?
And I'm like, yeah, Nashville. And he's like, yeah, bro, I hear you. And then it just turns into bro country fest. So I was worried I offended the guy. But no, Roger was a...
He just stabbed you with it?
No. Roger's a great dude. Again, Roger that 817 if you need ink in the greater Mansfield, Grand Prairie.
Do you have the craving for more?
Well,
usually
you've got,
that happens.
You've got room on your right shoulder now.
Yeah, I guess if they go back to back.
Are you doing it again?
If they go back to back, I will get the box score on the right side.
What if they pull up a Yankee style dynasty?
you got to go belly.
My thighs.
You got to go,
a Russian gangster.
My
your
ass.
Arms.
Both cheeks.
Yeah, what if they just go Bochy and don't win it this year, but win it next year? You got to still put it over there.
I think you just have to make the official decree that anytime they win,
you'll get a tattoo.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
Get the box score.
There you go.
I'm all for it. Justin, did you tweet the picture out?
Tweeting it out now on our official show.
At ticket 1-3.
At ticket 1-3 to see the box score. Sean, I'm very proud of you. We have to show it to players.
Sean. What about Jays? I want to
see
Jays.
Yeah, what did you get?
Oh, okay, so...
This is going to be weird,
One of my favorite bands is Alkaline Trio, so I've always had their logo here.
And always? They played, like, since you were
I've
a
had
baby?
This for about 3 years now. So I went to their concert on Monday night, and then great show.
House of Blues?
Yep. And then after it was over, decided to hit up the local wing place that was next to it. And then when we left there, I saw that the lead singer was just chilling by the buses, signing for a few fans. There were like three there. And so I took my chance, went up there, we got a picture with him, and he autographed it. And so I immediately found an artist like 10 hours later and got that tattooed on.
Awesome.
So now I now have his autograph right next to it. It's a little blurry right now, but
yeah.
So you've got that one, you've got the monkey on your wrist.
I have a monkey
on my wrist. You're very tatted.
My brother owns a tattoo shop in Austin.
Okay.
So
and then you have your dog tattooed with an astronaut helmet.
Yes, I have a tattoo of Flapjack on my leg.
Flapjack tatted on you?
Hell yeah, he does.
He's
and it's
awesome.
I love it.
Flapjack is the official dog of the Sweet Spot.
He has an astronaut suit, wearing a little space helmet, and him. Yeah, I have a couple more, but yeah.
Jay King, tattoo brother.
So
you guys
we're brothers now. That's how we embrace.
You're a huge tattoo guy because you went once.
We'll take off our shirts and embrace
I'm
with
just
the tats.
Lame here.
Exactly. Well, check it out. It's online at ticket 1-3. Got that over with. And hey, let's
soon
go.
More.
Let's
nice,
go win it all again
one.
So we can get another World Series box score.
Got you a nice
right
target.
Side.
Congrats, Sean. I'm proud of you.